Facts you may not know. Let's get deep into it. Here we go. The United States of America was incorporated in London in 1783. The United States of America is a territory of Great Britain. The colonists did not win the Revolutionary War. The British troops did not leave until 1796. Wasn't too long ago. Two, King George III of England financed both sides of the Revolutionary War. Three, the IRS is not a U.S. government agency. It is a debt collection agency of the International Monetary Fund, which is also known as IMF. The IMF is an agency of the United States, which is the UN. The U.S. has not had a U.S. Treasury since 1921. I wonder why. Six, New York City is defined in the Code of Federal Regulations, also known as CFR, as the United Nations. Okay, let's go to seven. No judicial courts nor judges have existed in America since 1789. Executive administrators, not judges, enforce executive administrators, not judges, enforce statutes and codes. Eight, you cannot use the U.S. Constitution to defend yourself because you are not a party to it. Use instead the Bill of Rights. You own no property. Slaves cannot own property. Read the deed to the property that you think you own. You are listed as a tenant. We are slaves and own nothing, not even who we think are our children. That's deep. 11. Great Britain is owned by the Vatican. 12. The Pope can abolish any law in the United States. Make sure y'all take notes. 13. We are human capital. 14. We are enemies of the state. Let's see what else they got, y'all. Trying to get through this as quick as possible. 15. Your name, when spelled in all caps, is a corporation. 16. The people do not include you and me since our name are all capital letter fictional legal names. 17. A 1040 form is a tribute paid to Great Britain.
I worked for the company for 7 years, and when the scandal came about, I was appalled and disgusted, and I quit on the spot. And this is for all the celebrities out there. You guys have a voice. You guys make millions of companies. I'm a single mother with a sole income, and if I was able to take a stand for our children, you can too. And for Balenciaga and Cedric and Demna Gvasalia, you guys know what you guys are into. I looked into your guys' history and it's a rabbit hole. Whoever's there for our children and want to save our children, start searching it and get your word out. Because I'm telling you, this is a spiritual fight between good and evil. And if we don't step up now, guess who's winning? We are not here to lose. We are here to win. Balenciaga, this is just the beginning. You have YSL, you have Gucci, you have McQueen, you have Bottega, and the list goes on of the Caring Group. Caring Group is a cult. Look it up.
So if we postulate that pedophile networks like to communicate together in public, cryptically, and I would argue that the existence of these symbols in the first place really does validate this notion. And if we combine that with the benefit of plausible deniability, then the question is not why would pedophile networks use these symbols, even to this day. The question is, why wouldn't they?
More than a dozen men, including Disney employees, are facing jail time after they're caught in an undercover sex bust. The men wanted to have sex with the underage boys and girls.
Disney workers among the 11 Bay Area men arrested and accused of keeping child pornography.
transitioning from Disney into this was fucking easy. I don't know, getting molested for fucking from your 6 to your 14 seems like way harder circumstances.
Not talked about in the media at all. No. Epstein was, but this wasn't talked about at all.
He's 73 years old and he was just sentenced to 7 years. It makes you wonder, all those years, his position at Disney, being the vice president, what else has he done? I had to dig for this story, and it's not on any mainstream media news outlet anywhere. It makes you wonder, all those years, his position at Disney, being the vice president, what else has he done?
An article from the COVIDblog.com. A 52-year-old Canadian cardiologist, Sohrab Lachmadeel, tells the non-vaxxed, "I won't cry at your funeral." He also said he wanted to punch anti-vaxxers in the face, and then he dies 2 weeks after getting his third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, in other words, the booster. He got his first dose on January 16th. It's not clear when he got his second dose. But in July, he said, "The non-vaxxed are selfish and he won't cry at their funeral." Here's the tweet where he says that. "For those who won't get the shot for selfish reasons, I won't cry at their funeral." He also promoted the COVID-19 vaccines for 12-year-olds and said they were undeniably safe. And here's his tweet so you can see that. He says, "Please amplify this message to any of your parent friends who were hesitant to get their children vaccinated." He said the vaccine has been tested on youth and it looks undeniably safe. You have a higher chance of getting into a car accident on your way to hockey practice than you do from having a complication from this vaccine. And then he finishes by saying, "Protect our future by getting the COVID-19 vaccine." He said he wanted to punch anti-vaxxers in the face. And here's the tweet so you can see that. He said, "I think all of us would treat the unvaxxed with respect to the best of our abilities. But the people that convince them not to get vaxxed, in other words, the anti-vaxxers," he says, "I want to punch those people in the face." He got his third dose, in other words, the booster of the COVID-19 vaccine, on October 24th. And then he died 2 weeks later on November 8th.
There's a pandemic happening. It's a murder of people by vaccines.
If you want my actual worldview, I believe that we're at war and that this is a takedown of Western civilization, if not humanity. So that it's an attack on us as humans against, I mean, they're coming after us. They're coming after our children. And they want us dead or sterilized.
Our residents are dying. Our residents are dying after they have taken this vaccine. They are dropping like flies. 2020, the whole entire year, we did not have a single death. Did you hear what I said? A single death from any of our residents who had COVID-19. December 2020, right around the time of the 22nd, and the vaccine was administered to our patient.
The PCR test is the cornerstone of everything that we're seeing. Without the PCR test, without the misuse of the PCR test, there wouldn't be any cases. Without the cases, there wouldn't be a public health emergency of international concern. And without the public health emergency of international concern, there wouldn't be any measures whatsoever. Without the PCR test, nobody probably would have even noticed that there's a pandemic, because there isn't a pandemic, regardless of whether or not there have been gain of function experiments. The one thing that we do know is there has not been any excess mortality up until the start of the so-called vaccination campaign. So it's the PCR test, which everything is based on. That's why I still believe, personally believe, that that is where we have to attack.